So we remember the excitement of the warbirds over Scone recently. Hunter Warbirds at Scone, the museum, is open for business and there's something very special that's about to happen. Joining us to have a chat about everything that's going on there, Kieran Ball. Kieran, how are we doing?
I'm doing real good, Andy. Yourself, mate?
Very well, thank you, mate. So just tell us a little bit about the museum. What can we see there at the moment?
It is a truly amazing Aladdin's cave of warbird aircraft. We've got from the World War I Bristol fighter, that's a flying aircraft, all the way through to a XRAAF Mirage, which isn't flying, but at the peak of its career, it was 2.5 times the speed of sound.
Goodness gracious me. And of course, there's those wonderful Spitfires that we saw when the Warbirds over Scone was going on.
There's the Spitfire, there's the Kitty Hawk, we've got a Mustang, we've got a T6 Texan that people can go for joyrides in, as well as a XRAAF windshield. Same thing, you can go for a joyride in it.
Kieran, do you have a favourite one of these aircraft at all? Or is it like choosing between your children?
Oh, it's like choosing between your children, but the Mackie that we've got, I actually sat in as a 15-year-old Air Force cadet, so that's kind of got a big place in my heart.
It's a bit special for you, that one.
It is.
Although, would you have liked to taken the F-111 for a spin?
I would have loved to have taken the F-111, but I'm more a Mirage boy. My father was working on them when I was born.
Oh, there you go. Very much a family connection to them all. So is there a favourite particular aircraft from the visitors that are going up there? Is there one that it seems to attract more attention than others, perhaps?
People are exceptionally excited about seeing a real Spitfire, and I can't blame them at all.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful aircraft.
Speaking of which, there is an opportunity, in a way, to be able to step into a Spitfire very soon.
There is. We've actually got a Spitfire simulator. The shape of it is based upon a Spitfire airframe. It's not a full-sized airframe, but it is the instrument panel from a Spitfire, including the gun sight. And you sit down in it, you've got your rudder pedals and your control stick, and it is as light on the controls as a real Spitfire.
Does it take much to be able to get used to being able to fly it?
Well, during World War II, it would have been about 300 hours plus of learning how to fly. But
right.
With our instructor that we have, or our instructors, you don't have to go through the 300 hours. If you listen to it, our instructors, and pay a bit of attention, you'll be off the ground without any problem.
And perhaps if you're an enthusiast like myself and yourself, you'd love to spend the 300 hours in it.
I would love to spend the 300 hours in it. You do have to be a little bit gymnastic to get into it, though. You've got to be able to throw your leg over the top of the cockpit rail.
Okay. Do you need to be a certain age and size to be able to get in there?
You've got to be at least 15 and over 150 centimetres tall.
Okay. So if you're having your 15th birthday, the place to go is Hunter Warbirds, because you can take to the skies,
sure.
in a way.
That's the one. And with the competition, the Top Gun competition coming up, it will be an amazing weekend. Actually bringing up my own flying suit and flying helmet and getting into the spirit of it.
So tell us all about the Top Gun competition. What's going to happen?
Okay, so basically we're booking in 25-minute slots for people. You'll be instructed on how to fly the Spitfire, so how to use the controls properly and hopefully how not to crash. And you take the Spitfire off, and there will be enemy aircraft circling around you within a 2-mile radius at a fixed height, and you just have to try and shoot down as many of them as you can.
And survive the experience, dare I say, as well? I imagine they're firing at you too, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
So that they are tame targets.
That probably does make it a little bit easier. So when's that competition? When's the Top Gun competition going to happen?
The 25th, 26th of June, bookings are online through our website.
So you're taking bookings now?
We are indeed.
All right, just got to go and do that as soon as our interview is over. That is Hunter Warbirds. Now tell us the opening hours for anybody who hasn't been up to the museum yet.
From 9 till, our last entry is just before 4 o'clock, but if there are people in the museum at 4 o'clock, obviously we don't close the door. So no, 9 to 5.
No, I think a few of them might be happy if you did close the door behind them and let them sit in the aircraft all night.
Oh, I'm rather protective of the aircraft. I'll tell you that for a fact, Ed.
Kieran Ball from Hunter Warbirds, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat today. Really appreciate it.
Glad to answer any questions. Take care, my friend.